So I live in a gritty part of town in Nelson, if there is such a thing in Nelson. It's a building sort of close to Zumo and near the warehouse, and we have the men's refuge centre about 100 metres up the road. So we get to see a little bit of carnage and a few things that go on. For example, 2 weeks after we started living in this building, my van got nicked from out the front on early Saturday morning, and I got it back 24 hours later. Yes! Minus all the tools, damn. I have seen a guy in the church courtyard try to hotwire a car, which I was like, yes, because the guy had left it with the doors open and the stereo going. And we'd have to tell teenagers to pick up their rubbish and stuff like that. So it's pretty, it's an interesting place to live, but it is pretty gritty. So one Thursday afternoon is in the middle of winter, not too late, it's about 7, 8 o'clock. I hear this car pull out the front of us and slamming doors and sort of aggressive, you know, tools moving and sounds. And I'm like, oh, it's my mate turned up. We're going to do some jamming. And I was sort of thinking I might get hold of the mic and serenade him in the door. And I thought, oh, he's making a lot of crashing noises. I'll just settle and wait for him to come in. The crashing didn't subside. And I eventually sort of looked out the window to go, what's going on out there? He's taking a long time to get out of his gear. Well, it wasn't my mate, but someone else had backed into a car park that's at the front of us and was changing his front tyre. I was like, okay, and the guy needs a quiet place to change his tyre, that's cool, that's all right. The evening went sort of by, and mate came and started jamming, and I sort of thought, I'll check on this car, and I went out there, nobody, the guy's gone, and his car, it's on a jack, the wheel's missing, and I'm like, oh, this is not good, this is not good. So anyway, the next day I go off to work, come home at about lunchtime, and I say to my partner, did you see anything happen out the front? She's like, yeah, a car pulled up, opened up all the doors, there was a couple of guys, they were jamming things in the ignition, and they were, you know, it was chaos out there, and they were aggressive looking, and then they left. And I'm like, oh, okay, this is not good. In the afternoon, I had a job to do an adjacent property, so I could actually watch what was going on, because I thought, as soon as someone comes up, I'm going to have to go over there, and I'm going to have to sort of say, hey, this is my place. So anyway, I was waiting there. Anyway, a guy turned up with a young boy with him and a fairly timid female partner. His body language was relatively aggressive, you know, and he was doing stuff, and he was putting a new tyre on and things like that, and I was like, I'm going to need to go over there, I'm going to need to go. So I sort of psyched myself up, like, okay, I'm going to have to go and talk to this guy, I want to be nice, but I'm going to have to be firm, and I'm normally way too nice. So I go over there, hey bro, my name's Lee, I own the property here, this is your car, I take it. And he's like, yeah bro, oh mate, you wouldn't believe, I've had the worst luck. My car, I haven't got the key for it, I can't start it, the key's with someone else, it's in Stoke, the key, it's 20 to 3, I've got to pick up my kids from Nayland Primary, I've just come out of ICU, I've been in ICU for 3-4 days, look at my arms, bruises all up my arms, there were bruises on his arms. I'm like, it's all right, mate, just take your time, but you do need to move. We've rented this car park out to the neighbouring people. Don't stress, just get yourself sorted, get your key, and you know. And he's like, yes, yeah, thanks, mate, thanks, sweet. So anyway, so I went back to my thing, and I was keeping an eye on it because I was like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go. Anyway, he comes over and talks to me, and he goes like, oh, you haven't got one of those things that you pull out the ignition with, have you? And I'm like, what sort of thing, mate? And he's like, oh, you know, I've heard that if you wind a thing into the ignition, you yank it out, you just put a couple of wires together and then, hey presto, your car's going. I've heard. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've heard that too. And I'm like, shit. And I said, you know, my mum always told me crime doesn't pay, eh? So I never actually tried it. And then you're going to have, you know, then you're going to have no lock in your car. And he's like, So we sort of wait for a bit. It's all getting a bit tense, but he's like, oh, I've got to pick up, you know, these kids going to be, and you know, we can't get hold of them. So he's giving me the sob story, and he pulls out a letter from the hospital, shows me some abstract paragraph in there that says, you know, I don't know what it said, because I was like, semi-read it, but it didn't really make any sense. He's like, see, I can't get cold because I've been in ICU for 4 nights and rah-rah. I'm like, hey, you better put your jacket on, mate. You took it off when you come in here. Oh, and he's like, to his partner, this guy. Anyway, we got to a point where it was a bit of a stalemate. He didn't know what to do. I didn't want to offer him any money for a taxi or anything like that. And so it was just silence. And he said to his partner, what are we going to do? And then she said something. I couldn't hear her. She was very timid. And he says to me, he's going to check the magic eight ball. And so she does this. Bit of a silence. I'm like, oh, shit. Then she says something to him. And I look at him and he looks at me and he's like, something will happen. Something will happen. I'm glad it didn't say, like, something has to happen or something like that. It was just like, sweet, something happened. I left them. They were fine. They were milling around. They sort of seemed to, you know, walk off, come back, a bit of milling around. I went upstairs to sort of just watch from upstairs, which is a bit more of a safer zone. It all came up good. This guy turned up. They were dancing to some music, and then they jumped in their car, and they sort of drove off. They stopped halfway down the drive, and I was like, oh, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. And eventually they just drove off, and I was like, yes! So I guess the moral of the story is the magic eight ball, in the right context, is very, very wise.